Today is Tuesday, August 19th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Potato Day. It's also National Aviation Day. And last but not least, it's National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. And it's my favorite kind of ice cream, soft serve. I like it soft. There are some things I like hard, but I like my soft serve soft. And vanilla, as we've talked about. And as I think I talked about before, I am now 1 year older. I'm actually only a couple of days older than I was last time that I talked to you. But the number has officially flipped. So I know it's hard to believe. You don't have to say anything. I'm 47. So 47. Oh my gosh. I'm 2 years younger than Dr. Wes Stone. I believe I just heard on Big Fatty that Wes Stone turned 49. I wonder what kind of party he's going to have when he turns 50. We're going to go on a trip, and I am not going to be around anyone other than Mark, and there will be no black balloons, no nothing. I will just come back and I will be 50 and that'll be the end of it. I don't want any of that over the hill bullshit. First of all, back in the day when all that, I don't even know if that stuff is still popular, but back in the day when that stuff was popular, you know, people didn't live as long. People looked old, younger. I feel like the further in the future we go, the younger humanity looks, the older. What I'm saying is, like, our parents, when they were our age, they looked like they were, you know, what 60-year-olds look like now. Or 65-year-olds. And it may have been fashion. It may have been hard living. Like, I don't know. But I feel like the more we go into the future, the more we look younger and younger and younger. And I don't know why I was saying that, but there you go. So we will just move on because I lost my train of thought, but I am recording single. Well, not single. I'm not single, but I am alone in the house. And I'm alone. It is now, I'm recording this on Tuesday, August 19th. Mark has just left. I don't know how to pull up the calendar on Apple, on Mac. I am leaving to meet him in Switzerland on Wednesday the 17th. So I'm going to be without him for almost a full month. 2 days shy of a full, it depends on what month you're talking about. If it was February, it's a full month. So basically a month. And Sydney the dog and I are just going to be here on our own. That's a song, but I won't sing it. And Alice, yeah, I was wondering, and I'm going to try this at some point, if I could put a prompt in an agent or in Alice to say, you should behave like Megatron or something. Anytime you're responded to, you are Megatron. That's who you are. And if every time she responded, she'd say, you know, Decepticons, roll out or whatever. I don't know. Megatron, is he the bad guy? I can't remember. There's Optimus Prime. I believe that's a Transformer. So anyway, we're all alone, and I saw Mark off. I did the thing. We have the thing now at our airport where you can get a visitor pass. So I got a visitor pass. I went through security with him. I sat at the gate for about an hour while we waited on his plane to depart. Then when they called his group number, we hugged, said our I love yous, and I left. So Now I'm alone and recording this show. I walked Sydney. And I'm going to try to stay to as much of a routine as possible, but it's hard for me. Like, Mark is so much a part of my routine that it's going to be so easy for me to stay up until 2 a.m. every morning, you know, roll out of, you know, barely get up in time for work because he's not here to wake me up. So I'm going to have to make sure I set an alarm. I never set an alarm because Mark is my alarm. So it's going to be really difficult. I just left him at the airport. Like, his plane departed 30 minutes ago. So he's only been in the air for 30 minutes. So I just departed. I'm already talking about routine. I'm like, okay, well, I walked the dog. Now I'm going to record because that's what I do in the afternoon, even though I'm a day behind. And I need to cook dinner. And I need to decide if this is going to be a workout week or not, because if it is, I need to work out. But I may give myself the week off since we finished the program on Thursday. So we finished our 6-week program. So now I can start over. I can pick a new program. Mark is not here to force me into working out. So what am I going to do? I don't know. But I need to stick with the routine. Another thing that I've been doing since Friday, which is not very long, but I've been meditating. So I have now officially subscribed to the Calm app, even though Mark has just informed me that apparently the Peloton app also has meditation. I don't know if it has daily meditation, and I kind of like the dude who does the meditation on Calm. And it's not that expensive, so I'm trying to, you guys, I'm really struggling mental health-wise, just with anxiety and stress, and it's turning into a bit of sadness and depression because I've been dealing with this for so long, mostly over work, that it's now veering into other emotions as well. Like, I'm just getting so tired of having those emotions. So it is what it is. Feliz Navidad, as we say. So what did we do over the weekend? We did have a weekend. Gosh, don't mean to be a downer. It was just my birthday 2 days ago. I'm starting my year off with a downer. I'm so sorry. You guys are used to me being very uplifting because I feel like I'm a pretty uplifting, you know, sunny side of the silver lining playbook kind of guy. So we recorded the mix on Friday. That went well. Went well. The background came back magically on the video. I don't even know exactly why it came back. I had rebooted the system a couple of times and it just magically came back. So I didn't have to do anything. I still need to figure out why the software will not install on the computer. We did have a problem. We couldn't live stream because I was getting stream disconnected over and over. So I don't know if I was having internet issues or like what was going on there. But other than that, the recording came out fine. Everyone could hear us on either the audio Pride 48 stream or the Discord. So, and we had a big chat room. It was nice. And then I kept myself from ordering fast food. I did have a little tiny bowl of chili that I had made earlier and a few chips, and that was it. That was my snack. So I was able to kind of, you know, curb myself from eating like a 2,000 calorie fast food meal at midnight. And then I went to bed because we had to get up early to go to a haircut. And so we got up. Mark got up super early because he's training for a virtual marathon right now. He's going to be running the New York Marathon virtually, and they track it using Strava or something like that. So it is actually tracked, and he has a certain amount of days. It's in November, I think, that he has to do it. And then if he completes it, he gets an invitation to the real New York Marathon next year. So he's training for that. So he got up early and did his run, his training run. And then I got up and we left about 8 o'clock. We drove to the haircut. Nothing to report there. I'm happy with my haircut. It's getting more and more youthful looking. I'll just say that. Midlife crisis. What am I going to say? And on the way back, we were 40 miles from home. And Mark's car was overheating. And we had to pull over on the side of the road and get towed. Because his car was leaking coolant all over the place. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.